今天推荐一首火星哥 Bruno Mars 的歌曲 That's What I Like。 欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播小 C， 微信公众号小 C 音乐。接下来先来听歌，稍后为你带来歌词讲解，不要走开哦。I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop it for a pair. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pair. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump.
Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mama sister. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
You say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles.Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Sex by the fire
过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是小 C， 微信公众号小 C 音乐，回复歌名或者是火星歌来查看本期节目的完整内容。下面一起来看一下歌词中的英语。 I got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? 我呢在曼哈顿买了一座公寓，亲爱的你要来吗？来看一下第一个单词 condoCondo， 它呢就是公寓的意思。那接下来呢，我们想要讲的是曼哈顿这个词 ，Manhattan。那大家发现我发音的时候呢，会把那个特好像有点略掉了，对吧？但是呢，又有一个鼻腔音，来体会一下 Manhattan。那这个发音呢是非常非常难的。这种发音方式呢，在美式英语中常见哈。再比如说 Britain。希望大家可以去仔细的体会一下，再进行一个发音的练习。那稍后呢，也会给大家听一下这句歌词，希望大家一会儿能够关注。好，那接下来呢，重点是讲一下 What's happening 这个句型。那这个 happening 它呢是怎么写的呢？ H-A-T-N-I-N 加上一个逗撇。那其实呢，这个是一个非常非常口语化的词汇，它相当于什么呢？你们觉得这个词发音像什么呢？ Happening
是不是 happening？ happening 其实就是 happening 发生的意思哈。What's happening 就是发生了什么呢？什么在发生呢？那 Justin Bieber 有首歌曲就叫 What's happening。来听一个例句哈。I knock on the door, she know who it is, what's happening? 我死命敲门，她明明知道是我却不开，到底发生了什么呢？ I knock on the door, she know who it is, what's happening? OK, 来听一下，注意刚刚讲到的 Manhattan. I got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so turn around and drop it for a pimp, drop it for me.快转过身来，鼓掌欢迎为我的到来致意。单词 turn around 表示转身，比如说 he did not have to turn around to wave， 他不用转身的就能向我挥手告别。He did not have to turn around to wave。好，那这个词呢，它也可以表示好转哈，比如说生意啊、经济啊或者商业化的一些东西来好转，比如说。I want to turn around this great company with you. 我希望能和你一起来拯救这家伟大的公司，让它好转。I want to turn around this great company with you. OK, 下一个单词很简单，叫做 drop, D-R-O-P, drop. 那它呢就非常简单了，表示落下或是跌倒。那做名词的话呢，也可以表示一滴，比如说 a drop of, 就是一滴什么什么东西。A drop of water, 一滴水是吧？那看一下短语 drop by 和 drop in on， 它们呢都可以表示顺便访问。那什么区别呢？ drop by 后面呢常常接的是一个地方，比如说 drop by my place whenever you like， 如果你愿意呢，随时都可以来到我这里。那 drop in on 后面呢就常常接的是一个人，表示顺便访问哈。I just decided to drop in on you 1 hour ago. 我一小时前呢才决定来看你的。I just decided to drop in on you 1 hour ago. OK, 最后词叫做 pimp, 皮条客拉皮条。来回顾一下歌词。Turn around and drop it for a pimp. Drop it for me. 那这中间有很多连读哈。Turn around. 连读哈。Drop it. 后面的 for a 连读 for a pimp. 来听一下。Turn around and drop it for a pimp. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi.我租下迈阿密的沙滩豪宅，睡觉不穿睡衣也惬意自在，各种高档海鲜就是我的晚餐，朱莉亚为我剥虾伺候我吃饭。哎呦，这个翻译好像特别的押韵哈。来看一下短语 wake up， 表示醒来 wake up。 那么当我们把 wake 和 up 中间加上连字符，那它可以变成一个形容词，表示醒过来的。像一些酒店呢，它就会提供这种 wake up call， 就是叫醒服务。那这个词呢也有警钟的意思。 Anyway, I think the prediction is a wake up call. 不管怎么样呢，我想这个预言呢为我们敲响了警钟。 Anyway, 不管怎样， I think, 我想呢， the prediction, 这个预言 is a wake up call, 对于我们呢是一个警钟。好，那如果我们要说把某人唤醒，叫做 wake somebody up。 比如说如果我开车时睡着了，你就叫醒我。If I fall asleep at the wheel, wake me up. 好，接下来呢，一个短语叫做 wake up to, 一个固定短语啊，表示认识到、意识到 wake up to. 比如说 we must wake up to the dangers facing our country. 我们必须认识到我国所面临的危险。We must wake up to the dangers facing our country. OK.接下来呢，这个词叫做宽大的睡衣裤，我们怎么说呢？ Jammies 表示宽大的睡衣裤哈。比如说 During holidays we like to stay in our jammies and back on the couch， 放假的时候呢，我们喜欢穿着睡衣躺在沙发上。例句中的 back 在这里呢是休闲的意思。再来听一下例句哈。 During holidays 放假的时候，We like to stay in our jammies and back on the couch. 我们喜欢穿着睡衣躺在沙发上。好了，接下来分享的词叫做 lobster, 表示龙虾。Lobster, L-O-B-S-T-E-R. 那后面呢还有一个 scampi， 它呢其实是名词 scampo 的复数形式，指的呢也是一种虾，叫做斯堪比虾，龙虾的一种。那现在来回顾一下歌词。I rent the beach house in Miami. 我呢会在迈阿密租一个沙滩的豪宅。Wake up with no jammies. 睡觉不穿睡衣啊，也惬意自在。Lobster tail for dinner. 那各种高档海鲜啊，龙虾呢就是我的晚餐。Julio served that scampi. 朱莉奥呢为我剥虾，伺候我吃饭了。这首歌呢传达了一种很率性、很自由、很潇洒的感觉，来自于火星哥 Bruno Mars。 想收听到更多精彩的英文好歌，欢迎关注微信公众号小 C 音乐，我是小 C， 感谢你收听本期节目，下期见，拜。